Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time. Words of Encouragement by Joseph Healy, Gozo, Malta. I live in the island nation of Malta. When I was young and attending secondary school in the late 50s, I had to study by the light of a kerosene lamp. Since there was no electrical service in our area, we had no electricity at home. When finally the electricity passed our house in 1961, I called a local electrician to come and install electricity in our house. He promised to come, but he never did it. I was so frustrated that I went to the hardware store, bought all the material necessary to wire two rooms, and from my knowledge, I installed them myself. Then I applied to get the electrical meter. The day the meter installer came, I was so frightened that he might tell me to take everything away because it was not a good installation. His helper, who was always with him just to carry his tools, looked at me and said, "Bravo, bravo, good work. You will pass the exam." Those words were so encouraging for me that I decided to continue installing electricity in all of our house. Then my neighbors asked me to install electricity for them. I made many mistakes, but from them I learned a lot. In the meantime, I began to take evening classes in electricity to get the relevant certificates to be licensed. Eventually, I got them. Then, instead of continuing to study for a common clerk typist, which I had planned to do before, I became a professional electrician. I took big contracts until I retired. In about 1997, I was returning home from an urgent electrical repair request from a farmer who had given me two big melons to take home. I once again saw the gentleman who had told me bravo 45 years ago. He was standing with his son, waiting on a bus stage. I stopped to give them a lift, which he accepted. I offered him a melon and told him that it was as a reward for what he had said to me 45 years ago. I told him he had changed my entire route of life. He answered that he didn't remember anything about that encounter, but he was very happy to hear it and thanked me heartily. I told him that it was I who had to thank him. I always remember him and mention this story frequently, for he changed my life completely. Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.